Monday the 25th of May, Beit Sivon, Rabbi Eliezer Lieber Schneebel, Echono, Lekabalat HaTorah.
Good morning, my dear friends. It's a pleasure always to speak here. Admire always people that on a bank holiday, Befrat, people that give themselves away from what they're supposed to. I would like to share with you a machshava and some word exchange of words which I had with someone concerning the minig of taking Leil Shvius. It was many years ago, somebody brought me a piece of a certain newspaper which a certain synagogue advertised, traditional taking Leil Shvuot. Ma'ariv and Kiddush 9 o'clock, traditional refreshment served, up to 11 o'clock. Traditional taking Leil Shvuot. So I told him that's how the tradition goes. How tradition, if people lose tradition, that's what it goes. What do you mean to say? I said, see, you know, I was brought up to say taking Leil Shvuot, this original sefer that was made, this original tikkuna that is written, the Shlua Kudish brings from the Marash al Kabbas, the Balach Odoidi. So he told me, and so told me another Eid yesterday, but this minig of taking Leil Shvuot is only Hasidish Maase. I'm not a chusid, what do you want of me? It's no gemach for Hasidim. So I would like to speak a few minutes about this Indian of taking Leil Shvuot, whether it is a Hasidish Maase or not a Hasidish Maase, but we'll speak about it a few minutes. I once met a bucher that comes from a so-called Hasidic background, and he was learning Gemur ganz geschmack. So I asked him, wo suchst du nicht Ticken Leil Shvuot? Why didn't you say Ticken Leil Shvuot? So then somebody told me that Ticken Leil Shvuot is only made from a ratzen. It doesn't any better. Few psikim here, few psikim there. Bucher Shemach, na Bucher, Lena, get yeshiva, ken Lena, blood Gemur. Why should I spend time on a few psikim? I said, so what you said is a gewaltige word. Yeah, there's swore in it. There's a lot of logic about it. But why is your father's menhugim that he's got medoyre doyre is not as chushev as your beautiful swore that you had? I think the minig Yisrael teure should have a chashivas. Funny enough, on the end of eating milchiks on Yom Tov, zung der Rishonim, zung der Mugn Avron, minig avasayni teure on eating milchiks. Neh. I think a Yid after 120, if there's one Aveira and he hasn't eaten Milchiks on Shvius, it's a Nishgainen Gehen on the farm. Of them steig Minig Yisrael Teure. This people are Magpibs, heißt Kalike Bachamire, this version, that version. Aber andere Sachen, which is Taki Minig Yisrael Teure, and nicht so gefährlich. Why is this? So he told me that, said a few Machshuvas about it. Obviously, the Chazal say Masechet Avodah Zarah, Ein Odim Loim Adel Amukim Shele B'Chofetz. It's a fact that a person can only learn from where he enjoys to learn. Take a person and force him to learn Masechet Kriyos when he's not in the mode of it, it wouldn't work. A person can learn with Geschmack, and obviously, if he hasn't got Geschmack to say Tikkun Leil Shvuot, let him learn Gemura. Beside that, I would like to speak about this subject that he said that Tikkun Leil Shvuot is only made for Anush and Pshit, and they don't know any better. The Mekar of not saying Tikkun Leil Shvuot, that was brought in the Poskim also, one place it says the solution. One of the Poskim says the solution. But the Mekar, the world goes as a story between two Tzaddiki, Kedosha Oilam, two Gedoyla Oilam, the Gru, Zechisun Eleini, and the Dibna Magid. The story goes that the Dibna Magid was learning Gemura, and the Gru went past and saw him learning Gemura. So why did you say Tikkun Leil Shvuot? The same cash as me, as I asked. The Dibna Magid gesucht, you want me to say Tikkun Leil Shvuot? The Dibna Magid answered everything with emotion. Hatte gesucht, obviously for you it's suitable to say Tikkun Leil Shvuot. Sukte, there are salespeople that go around selling. They've got a whole briefcase full of little samples. Be a little, let's just say, it's a clot. Scheure he sells. So he has little samples of Gimel al Gimel. He goes around and he shows a whole bunch of samples. And the person wants to order it to five, from this 5 meters, this 10 meters, this 2 rolls, this 5 rolls. The next week it will be delivered. Why? Because I've got it in stock. sagt, if someone will collect the uni, where you found outside the factory a few little pieces, kleine Stücke schön, and go into the shop and want to sell this. So there was a punem, who wants to buy those little pieces? It's got no tachlis and no purpose. So to you, he said, you dem guten de gru, so to, when you say tickenlein schwiers, and you say a pusik du and a pusik dort, a little a few samples, then a himmel wird a gewaltige simcha da lomis al yoinen, because those samples are samples from what you have in your stock. That means the holy yibla, teure, neviim, ksivim, sheshes edremishne. It's a gewaltige simcha in himmel. So to, be ich, me, so to, what do I have to sell? I've got nothing more to deliver. I've got nothing to deliver. What's the purpose of the samples? Tamas schnoer that goes around with samples. What's the purpose? That's the Mekar Advurim, and on L'chayra, on the words of the Nivna Magi, the world is Seimach, not to say. But the Kippunim see who the opposition was. They give them the Gur, not the Chiyogizuk. So. But the Nivna Magi used the Mushla, a beautiful Mushla, a logical Mushla, a beautiful Mushla. I would like to continue and suggest another Mushla. Our Oversak Doishim, that were Baha Sinai, were commanded with a chuna, hayeina choinim, to prepare themselves for Matan Torah three days. What a chuna exactly is not written in the Torah. Only one thing is written, al tikshi al ishu. That's all that's written in the Torah. V'kipsi simloisom, there is a balakei that says v'kipsi simloisom means tikkun amidas. Because the midas are called the malbishim of a person, tixis and this. I've seen a gewaltige, beautiful vort in Tzipana. Tzipana, as Eis HaBruch says on the Pusik, Vehem tikila raglechu. As Rash HaKudah says, Vehem tikila raglechu, they pushed themselves to your legs. They were ready to stand by your legs by Matan Torah. The Tzipana, Zug Yotiki Imelushin Nishbari, broken. Lushen Nishburu. Nishburu, zog de Sipane, hispalali bariach Nishburu. They davened by Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, they davened to you bariach Nishburu, with a broken spirit. Kemoi ishtecholchim, which is the pusik in Mishli. So I wasn't lazy, I looked up in Mishli. Ishtecholchim, rosh ve ishtecholchim nefgushi. Ishtecholchim is a certain pshutim. Zog de Eiv Mezra, interesting enough, techolchim is a poor man, shahadalis yishbereyu, that the dalis broke him. Imezehu inyan tiku leraglechu. There's the same meaning as tiku leraglechu, nishburu. So l'choy you see that not only the Sipparne on the pusik v'heim tiku leraglechu says that they daven with a riach nishbur, they daven with a broken spirit, but the Eiv Mezra also brings it here, and he says that the Sephana says over there, Kimoi ish techuchim in Mishli, and in Mishli says the Eiv Mezra also ish techuchim, zug de medrash, zug de Eiv Mezra, tikiler agler. So that's the same thing, that they daven there with a broken, they daven with a broken heart. We brought God here already a little giloy, a little revealance. What was the achuna? What achuna they made for of Kabbalah Satir? Let's a bit develop it. What's the touch? What's the given the achuna dot? Yiddish kinder came to Matan Torah. From where did they come? There were a few hundred years in Eretz Mitzrayim. That no, that the shiflus in the rochnis, the shiflus was very great. Shtaitas, they were by the Memtah Sharatim, another bit they couldn't have never gone out of the Sharatim. So poor they were, mamish naked from the spiritual sense, and here they come to Matan Torah. They come to take a now wonderful item, the Torah Gdoshe, item that is dearer than all the items, cannot be compared to gold and silver. An item that was manufactured already tuf kiv ayin dalet doiris before the world was manufactured. An item that the world was manufactured with it. An item that the maluchim begged for it. They wanted this. They begged tnu hoytchol hashemayim. They didn't get it. They didn't deserve it. And here we low creatures, human beings that's got no qualities in them at that moment, we're going to be mekabel. And I'm sure there were a big tremor. And in Bamam Chaim and Bamidbar has a illusion that they had a fear, how can they stand by this biggest chayvus that the Torah will be mechayv them. So one from one side is Taka, there's Sisi v'simche b'simche satoyed, was a gewaltige simche for the Torah. They very much wanted it. But at the same time, could be, could use the phrase chil v'ru'udu yachesed, that the fear and the tremor, how can we compare ourselves that we should be zoicher to fulfill what the Torah wants, to understand the Torah, to be masbid the limit of the Torah, to be mekayim the Torah. That fear, that brokenness wasn't chas v'shulam, a brokenness of years chas v'shulam. Just learned it that for yoimi, machlokes of a bar, for over years shulam v'das. But a havi yish, loy havi yish, v'chasidim hat me getashed, Yish, if you're meyash, it's not a loy medas, it felt a bit of cycle. Somebody with cycle is a kaimul is meyash, a yid with cycle, a kaimul is meyash. So for sure, Yiddish a kinder da achun of a matan tayo, for sure wasn't the brokenness of Yish, it was a brokenness with simcha. They saw naked, themselves naked from spiritual sense, and how will we do it? There's nothing more complete, few paradoxes, there's nothing more complete than a broken heart. It's a broken heart, the rest of the shulam. That was the achron of our oversight deutschen by Matan Torah. It's a broken heart. Tiki, behind Tiki la Aglechu. As I said before, zog the Sepana, Hispanali Beriach Nishburu. That was the Achuna from Matan Torah. That was the mass of our Obesag Doishan for Kabbalah Torah. We also every year comes to Kabbalah Torah. What does he think in the days of Achuna, the few days before Matan Torah? No, this year I'll be Mekabel the Torah Behave from you. This year Chizana, I get you with Kabbalah Torah. Chalein the Torah, I'll keep the Torah. Im do b'chol yoyim, v'yoyim yevanecha kechadushim. But obviously, b'yoyim man Torah, d'ch an andre maase. B'chsidim v'zuk, k'riye mo'er razman. When you learn, whatever you learn, this brings upon yourself. So we also have to be, to prepare ourselves in the same style as our Obesag Doshim. I've got to fill in another bit, which I've seen in one of the chsidish esvurim. He said, what hachuna, chsidish amame, what hachuna did the Obesag Doshim do before? How are they making themselves before Matan Torah? Do we how we making them before Matan Torah? We learned a little more, we learned more, Gemur Rashi Tosfos, more Svum HaKdoshim, more Sefer HaShkufa, where we can see what the Yontov is all about. They didn't have a Torah. What did they do? Zukta v'mispal l'havu rabu ahava soilam. That's what they did over there. So I think we can join the two together. The tefillah of ahava rabu v'heim tikil reglechu, zukta v'reib mezre, hispal l'ibriach nishbu. So I think we also, the right medicine, the right introductionary remedy that we need before Matan Torah is the Hispalali B'Riach Nishburu, to daven with a broken heart. Not, it's not the same B'Riach Nishburu as Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's B'Riach Nishburu before Matan Torah, B'Riach Nishburu feeling with the Chazoi Po, even though it's a big job. Because from one side, they'll do p'ki, we learn Torah, and some of the Torah. P'ki da Hashem Yeshua m'samach alayf, mach t'chayit freilich. How do we say in Ahava Soilem in the evening? V'nismach b'devr ha'asal m'toyr o'seichu. B'devr ha'asal o'seichu, m'tseich alayl amvot. So how can we arrive to this Riach Nishburu? How can the v'nismach, the p'ki da Hashem m'samach alayf, turn into a lev nishbo? So I would like to suggest, as I, that other rabbi, could be the push to eat, hasn't got a problem, the push to eat, what is that anzubrochen? What is anzubrochen? But then should it be? The world says that in Shechnuch, in Sif Aleph, steht, Ruhe lechol yirei shemayim, she'ein misoinein al chobem beis alekeni. It would be appropriate for every yirei shemayim, he should moan al chobem beis alekeni. So the world asks, what happens if somebody is not yirei shemayim? So then moan on your own chobem. It's a bigger chob. See here also, the one that is a push to eat, not a big time at chochem, no, it's got no problem with Riechnishbur. What then should you be if not Riechnishbur? Other rabbi would like to say, the London, he has to be more mispalab Riechnishbur, because Riechnishbur doesn't exactly work so well by him. So the eighth is asay. We bring this London so cold in his eyes. Come here, Bacha. Sit down. Sit down, Satov. Precious. psalamden. Lass uns sehen, was du kennst in Psyche HaTeure. Kennst du Psyche HaTeure? You know what? I forgive you the middle. Let me see the beginning of every sadr, you know. The end of every sadr. He'll find quite a few sadrs he doesn't know. He'll find quite a few sadrs he wasn't even mad a sadr. Weißt du was? In case you do know Teure, me gain a bissel erwarten. Wir sehen, was tät sich also mit Neviim. Few psikim here, few psikim there. Tor teug schon auch nicht normal. Das hat schon gemeint, dass ein größer Land in Neviim. In case he doesn't know Neviim and he doesn't know Xivim also, me nehme ich es aber mischen. Not only is Ruhem that you don't know, you'll find out the Moed Mesechtes, that every Yontem Ayid aflehne Moed Mesechtes, weißt er auch nicht. Nur schon die sieben Länder schon die Schiebe, oh, da bin ich schon erlanden. Meil ist Ruhem, nicht dass er ein paar Polette hat, aber nur schon die sieben, you'll find out, nur schon die sieben ist auch noch nicht so beschleimt, as much as you think. Nu, after this, Leiv mi lo yishove. Whose heart doesn't become broken? Where am I in the world? Ich hab doch schon gemeint, als ich bin schon der größte Landen. Ihm ist schon der größte Tamat Chochem. In der Wahl, I come to it, und ich wege, wo ich kenne ich kein Psyche, teure, ich kenne ich kein Psyche, ne wie. Yeah, I can quote a few Psyche, I know those Psyche, but you learn the chede, the chede, the schlishi, this I do know. But what's about other Psyche, the schwerere Psyche, ne wie, im Xivim, and other places. Er wird gewoist, tognisch de maße, then he can start off with a bit of leaven nishba. Dann da könnte ich brauchen mit der leaven nishba. Das andere Rabbe, take the person that learned the whole year by smooth Rabbe Gemura, she toys is at Tamut Chochem in Alamden, he needs this medicine, this preventive medicine, this pre-medicine of leaven nishba, of saying teure nevim ksivim. Hold on a minute, in case you take Alamden or you can do this, still be someone that in Yeshivas Chachmel Ablin was one of the Mashgichim there, Udum Gudu, called Reb Shemel Ezelachava. As he had a thing to tell the Bochum that to learn Kabbalah also. Can't verstehen. Kabbalah, Bochum, learning Kabbalah, Mandacha, Shemay. So somebody of his close Bochum asked him, what's this? So in our yeshiva there, they only took Bochum and knew 200 daf gemurah about there. It's going to understand Bochum, only the best Bochum. So all the characteristics, and they learned how to speak the Bochum, Mishlomim. So all the characteristics is over here. One characteristic that isn't over here, the characteristic of Midas Anova, the Bochum haven't go here. Now London, I want them, they should find out at least one thing they don't know. That's why I tell them to learn Kabul, they should find out they don't know this. What happens after this? Lehman, this is Sefer Yetzirah. Moshe Gemeinde came from Teuer and Sefer Yetzirah, you don't know where left by Benjamin, the small, the Weishu, Stitzchum, Zach. Now I'm so sure, you can't say that you're not Tamat Chochem Ochet. But Stitzchum with the Tayag Mitzvahs. How are you becoming a Tayag Mitzvah? Then there's a state of Tayag Mitzvah saying. And by then the person is, I think, a person, if he's got his right mind on, he's a gunner. Other rabbi. So I will say that the one that is not a London, learn a shtickle gemur, you'll find out the gemur that you don't know. La you the madekamre rabunan. But somebody, there is a Tamil from somebody, another rabbi. For him, that's more vital to say a bit of ticken leish. We should find out that it klappt doch nicht so stark. At that moment, at night, the night of taking Lael Shvius, the Pushtid has got an advantage over the London. Because the Pushtid can be Zoyche to Lev Nishba right only at that moment. The whole year the London is Kodesh Kodeshim against them. But at that moment, the Pushtid can be Zoyche to Lev Nishba so easy, he doesn't have to work so hard, while the other one has to work so hard. I'm not competing with the Mnemagid. But the Mnemagid brought the Mushal, it's also brought what it can be used. I found afterwards, In the Yoitzres, some people will say, well, we don't say Yoitzres, I'm put from this also. But in case, some of them have it printed over there, in the Yoitzres steht also, I think it's Yoitzres Liyom Sheni, Bashachis, after the book of Mechaya Mesem. Steht also, Shleimim Bechanoisam Negedu Ha, Shleimim, that means the Am Yisrael, the Shleimim, Bechanoisim, when they were sitting, Negedu Ha, Shovim v'nechoinim b'riach nishburu. Shovim, say the Mephoshim de Pshat, Kish Eichot b'lev Eichot, Shovim, everyone was equal. V'nechoinim, they prepared themselves b'riach nishburu. So I found that Balapiet also said the same rhyme. whole house called this learning of the night. This traditional tikkun shvi'is that they gave there in the synagogue from 9:30, the Danishes, till 11 o'clock. How's it called? Tikkun. Is touch tikkun? Tikkun. There's a tikkun to do. There's something to be fixed. Don't know exactly. Or could be I do know here. By shvi'is when we say tikkun mashe begamti lemaale, this I don't know. Mashe begamti lemaale, I don't know the pegumen lemaale. But if mashe begamti lemaale, I do know. Mashe begamti lemaale, I know very well. Could be the tikkun by shvi'is when mashe begamti lemaale. The tikkun line shvi'is and mashe begamti lemaale. What I'm lacking, Lamatu, Gemura, Shetoyis, Toyin, the Bim, Ksiva, Mishnayis, Tayag Mitzvahs. Thing is, Lamatu, here in Bismedrish, Lamatu, in the Moyach, in the Hearts. You obviously, the Shachas, Shvias, Shach Shvias, da gesucht das a Slaves und das Sorus und wie, it said, Vater, aha, was soll ich immer, aha, wo rabu und das a Sorus, steht in Beshem HaKudosh, la Riches HaGulis, in Zukas Bibla noch mispall anaf, aha, was soll ich immer, aha, wo rabu. All this Sorus, mit das Simches HaChaim, befrat das, da kudos who learn, tamid HaChumim, who have aha, was a Teure, they know better what the Tfilah is, they mispall over the love of hearts. But those who said taking Lael Shvias with those machshuvas, they know their poverty, they know their lackings. For sure he'll daven with a riach nishbu, say the same with a simcha v'lev nishbo, simcha v'lev nishbo. Hashem Baruch Hu is helping that we should be zaychatake to the oira teure, and the teure should shine into us, and we should keep the teure, we should have a harvest a teure, hasmudas a teure, we should be zaychat to learn the teure, Uni v'tzatzuayni v'tzatzuatzatzuayni v'kalam chubay sisuol. Bought a few aluchas on Yom Tov Shvi'is also. Few aluchas concerning the Birchas HaTorah and Elikayin HaShemu. And a few aluchas concerning Melechiks. In those synagogues where they have this traditional Lael Shvi'is, 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock, traditional Shvu'is Tikkun Lael refreshment served, there the ladies are mechatunim exactly as the men. What's a chilek? There where there's, oh, geschmacki gemura learning, a Tikkun Lael Shvi'is, the ladies are not so much mechatunim. Start the Ben Ishchai and the Chivis and Rav Po'olim, so the Ben Ishchai, the limit lay Shvi'is layuis, layuis, is not appropriate eilel l'schurim. So start the Ben Ishchai. But he didn't speak about the traditional refreshments. Traditional refreshments is Kishim Chili. There's a few problems initially in the morning when they lost the Shachar. Problem with Birchas HaTorah, problem with the Kain Shomu, and the problem with No, noch ein Buchel. Am Ave Sheine Meine. Das ist die Birchse Teure. Der Kern ist schon am Ave Sheine Meine. Is the Mishne Brire over here not so clear, but in Mem Zayin, so the Mishne Brire brings a Rebbe Kiva Ege. He speaks like most of the people that can go to sleep Erev Shvi'is. Have a rest. Is the Mishne Brire says, that those who brings up the kivay because the machloikis whether the sleep is mechayav birchas haTorah or the night is mechayav birchas haTorah. And there's 2 days in Shachnuch. So the kivay brings up the shabriya, the kivay here, the kivay so. If somebody slept in the middle of the day, shenas kva most probably has to be that he has to get undressed and go and say under the quilt with all the digdikim and the halochas of sleeping. And he's got this. The sleeping that he had in him, and besides the shit is that the night do it. So, but both together, he can say Birchas HaTorah without any problem. The Oruch HaShulchan, Sim Mem Zayin, gives a double etzah. Because what the poskim struggle, how can you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning if you didn't go to sleep? That was a struggle. So I've seen, years ago, I've seen in Chivas Keren Ledovet, one of the Gedolim, in Ingram, bring to Dota Eitze, as a person should be mechav, when he says, Erev Shvi'is, the Birchas HaTorah, he should be mechav, the Birchas HaTorah only till next morning. and then it becomes cancelled, then he has to say Birchas HaTorah. Urcha Shulchan Zohar said the same thing. Urcha Shulchan Zohar noch mehr. You can be mechaven that the sleep of the afternoon should not spoil the Birchas HaTorah. That means in spite of the sleep of the afternoon, you should not have to say mechaven, including for after the sleep of the afternoon, to the sleep of the morning. Memele ya covered as it is. I've seen a Kafachayim. He says, Dover Nifle, that a sleep, if somebody in the middle of taking the shvi becomes a bit tired, put a head down on the table, the shenes arai, and most probably in the table is called the shenes arai, is not a stira to birchasat, it's not mechaev birchasat, even though it's at night. So why? Because he's not mafsik himself, he doesn't tear himself away from the Torah, it's only mamish shenes arai. And the svura to this also, we have in Hilchos Shabbos, that somebody walks a dalat hamish sarabim, is chayev for carrying dalat hamish sarabim. Now, if somebody stops, it depends on what he stops. If somebody stops, then it's not called Darat Ham Shesaram. It depends on what he stops. If he stops to rat just to re or Likatev, if he stops Likatev, then it's not called a stop. Then it's continuation. Likatev means to readjust his load. His load. It could be the same thing also. If it's Mamash putting the head down on the Gemur, on taking Leshvis for a few minutes, the mail is not a cancellation of Birchas HaTorah. Kafachaim actually brings those who cannot say the whole Tikkun Leil Shvi'is. In England, Bechlal is hard because it's a short night, should at least say the Torah. Now the Surah I've seen at least to say the Tayag, the Kabbalist Tayag Mitzvahs. And now the Surah was brought down, if you didn't manage to say Tayag Mitzvahs, say it next day, be Mashlim Be'er. Because Kabbalah there is the Kabbalist Ol Ma'al Cheshulam. And anyway, Kabbalah lie, there's a little saying before you, first in the Kabbalah lie, but Kabbalist Ol Torah, Ol Ma'al Cheshulam. His chatzis is one of the biggest ingredients that he needs the whole time. And the Rabbanu Shalom is also the same to us. A machadish b'tiveh b'chol yom tov ma'aseh v'esh. The person needs his chatzis. A new kabbalah Torah for now. Shlomiyah brings that the person should wash in the morning. As Allah Sashach, a person should wash negel v'aseh even though he didn't sleep. The person is allowed l'choyah to be mamshach as learning. He doesn't have to be. We find in Matafraim and Hilchasliches also, you should wash your head, but in the middle of the Stiches, you don't have to. When you finish this, a person in the middle of a Sigya, in the middle of saying something, he doesn't have to wash his hands right there, but afterwards. Now, Elekai Neshumu and Hamar Vesheinu, Zugdor Chadur HaShelchen, Simen Memvov, Zugdor HaShelchen, that you can say it without any problem. As the Mishnah Berurah Metzado, HaShelchen was after the Mishnah Berurah, is Basrua, is that there's no problem. And as we the Gemara said, the talk in the Paskim, if all those buches, if somebody is a Saganur, when we can say, Pekei Echivim, all those, somebody didn't hear the Koil Town ago, we can say, the Shtaita, you can say it. Why? Because it's the Sagan for everyone, even though it's not for you. The Meilen and Kaan, the Shomers, you can say, the Mishnah, the Ruch HaShulchan, says that you can say it. So you see, the time goes against me. I can't speak anymore about Melachim. So the Rebbein should help. We should be zeich to be mekabel the Torah, ba'ahav, b'yir, b'simcha. We should learn Torah, ba'ahav, b'yir, b'simcha. We should be zeich. Be kuvav, t'kuvav, 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 t'